In what would be a major policy shift, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has indicated he's open to moving Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It would follow the US President Donald Trump's decision to relocate his country's embassy. The Twitter account of the Israeli Prime Minister says Benjamin Netanyahu and Mr. Morrison have had a telephone conversation about it, and he says that Mr. Morrison's also open to considering officially recognising Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Mr. Morrison has just outlined his position right now. For more on this, I'm joined by our political reporter, Stephanie Boris. And Stephanie, what do we know about today's announcement?
Sabra, there are a couple of aspects to it. Of most significance, though, is this prospect of Australia moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's a major policy shift that would follow in the footsteps of the US, and Australia would be the only other nation apart from the US that would have their embassy in Jerusalem. Keep in mind, though, this is a conversation at the moment. No decision has been made, but the announcement in itself is seen as a controversial move because Jerusalem is at the heart of a very long and bitter debate between Israel and Palestine, with both, of course, laying claim to the city. Now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's commitment to a two-state solution remains policy, but he is open to looking at other ideas when it comes to the embassy. He spoke a short time ago at Parliament House.
Dave Sharma, who was the ambassador to Israel, has proposed some months ago a way forward that challenges that thinking. And it says that you can achieve both, and indeed by pursuing both, you're actually aiding the cause for a two-state solution. We are committed to a two-state solution, but frankly, it hasn't been going that well. Not a lot of progress has been made. And you don't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. And so when sensible suggestions are put forward that are consistent with your policy positioning, and in this case pursuing a two-state solution, Australia should be open-minded to this.
And that is the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. The press conference that he's just held, one of the first questions, Stephanie, was this decision motivated by Wentworth or keeping the Conservatives happy in your party? Because that's the big question. Why announce this right now?
Sabra, you know more than anyone here that timing is everything when it comes to politics here at Parliament House. And of course, we have the Wentworth by-election this coming weekend. The electorate there in Wentworth, nearly 13% of voters are Jewish. The Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma, he was a former ambassador to Israel, and he has been pushing this concept of allowing Australia's embassy to move to Jerusalem. He's had conversations with the Prime Minister about it. Scott Morrison made that very clear during the press conference, as we just heard, and he believes that there's no harm in looking into this. But as you can imagine, there are some people quite sceptical about the timing of the announcement. Scott Morrison, though, also did say he said the reason that we're having this conversation at the moment is to coincide actually with a UN vote relating to Palestine.
That's right. And he says that Australia will actually vote no for that rather than abstain. Mm-hmm. On this announcement regarding the moving of the embassy, what has Labor had to say about that?
Labor's pretty angry with the announcement made today. Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong says it's a desperate move by Scott Morrison to win votes at the Wentworth by-election, and it goes against Australia's policy towards Israel that has been long-standing and bipartisan. That's her opinion, and here's a little bit more of what she had to say.
I'd refer you to what Scott Morrison, Malcolm Turnbull, Julie Bishop and the Secretary of DFAT have said prior to this time. It is unhelpful to the peace process. The reality is Jerusalem is contested territory. Its status has to be resolved as part of any peace process discussion, as part of any discussion about a two-state solution. And the fact that this has been a bipartisan position, I think, demonstrates the lack of wisdom in Mr. Morrison floating this.
Now, Sabra, in terms of response from outside of Parliament House, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has tweeted saying he's spoken to Scott Morrison and thanked him for his remarks on two accounts, one the concept of moving the embassy and the other about considering officially recognising Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Stephanie Boris, thank you. There's also been praise for the Prime Minister's decision this morning coming from the Jewish community in Australia. The chairman of the Jewish Board of Directors, Vix Aladev, says it's not a rejection of a two-state solution, but more an acknowledgement of practical realities.
This decision to consider moving the Australian embassy to Jerusalem does not preclude East Jerusalem being a capital of a future state of Palestine. The parties need to work with realities on the ground. And the reality here is that Jerusalem currently is the capital of Israel, but it does not preclude East Jerusalem becoming the capital of a future state of Palestine.
And that is Vic Aladev from the Jewish Board of Deputies. And there's also been reaction from Australia's Palestinian community. That's accused the Prime Minister of pandering to right-wing interests. Samar Sabawi from the Australian Palestinian Advocacy Network has spoken. Let's hear what she's had to say.
To even suggest that we are open to moving our embassy to occupy Jerusalem is really to say that we are following in the footsteps of Trump, and that we are appeasing the alt-right at the expense of what is right and what is just and what is lawful under international law.
And that is Samar Sabawi from the Australian Palestinian Advocacy Network.